In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's gospel is one of the most misunderstood and misused gospels in all of sacred scripture. Let's look at it the correct way. It begins, "Be merciful just as your Father is merciful." That's the key to understanding all of the rest of it. God is merciful to us, and we should be merciful to other people. Now, that doesn't mean we get away with everything. If you die unrepentant, where do you go? The bad place. God will not just let everything slide, but God gives us much time to repent. He gives us so much grace to be able to repent. He is good to us even when we're not good to Him. So we're called to be like God in that respect. You know, you don't want to be like God otherwise, because then you would be like the devil. Because the devil thought he was God and he wasn't. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Now this is the part that people get wrong. What does this mean? It means that you're not God. That you can't look into someone's heart. You don't get to decide whether they go to heaven or to hell. Now, does that mean if you see someone doing something wrong, you can't say, "That's wrong"? Of course you can. You see someone robbing a bank, you say, "That's wrong." You see someone doing something else evil, you can say, "That's wrong." Now, you can't look into their heart. They could be insane. Yeah, there could be something going on. But you can look at the action and say that it is wrong. And in fact, it is sinful to call good evil and evil good, to pretend that evil things are not evil, or to pretend that good things are evil. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. You know, it's not our job to condemn anyone, because we don't get to decide who goes to heaven or who goes to hell. Forgive and you will be forgiven. God forgives, so we should forgive also. Now, this doesn't mean that we allow ourselves to be doormats. It doesn't mean that we allow people to continue to do evil things. But what it does mean is we will their good. We forgive them. We love them, even when they've done bad things. Give and gifts will be given to you. So if we give to others, we will receive gifts. Good measure, packed together, etc., etc. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you. So if you're merciful and generous like God, God will be generous and merciful to us. But if you're not, He won't be merciful and generous to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.